everyone. Thank you for joining me for another exciting and informative episode of The Paralegal Voice on the Legal Talk Network. I'm Jill Francisco, an advanced certified paralegal, immediate past president of NYLA, and your host of this episode of The Paralegal Voice. I have over 25 years of paralegal experience, and I'm so excited to share my knowledge and enthusiasm for the paralegal profession with you. And I am very, very super excited to have Tony with me today. It's Tony Sipp. He's a paralegal manager at Manning and Cass Elrod Ramirez Trester LLP, which they have 7 nationwide offices that he manages the paralegals. And he is also a former president for the Los Angeles Paralegal Association. And I have to give the plug. I think that's probably how we originally met a few years ago, getting on the, going to the national conferences for NYLA and stuff. Met Tony because, of course, you stood out with, you always had something going on, and I kind of gravitate to those type of people. So anyway, and Tony also does a few other things, like he is also a council member for the Greater Valley Glen Neighborhood Council, which I love to always bring up some of those side things that paralegals are into, because it kind of shows that paralegals, the skill set, I think, that paralegals have really apply to a lot of things, not only in our community, but, you know, professionally and whatever. So anyway, I'm super excited to have you here today. And so anyway, like I said, I'll give you a little chance. I want you to talk a little bit about your background if you would like to, but I didn't want to read all your resume because I know we have some good things we're going to chat about today, and I want the listeners to get as much as they can. So Tony, welcome. Thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I know that Tony's awesome, and I want my listeners to get just a little taste of kind of a little bit more of his background. So, Tony, what do you have to say today?
So, my name is Tony Sipp. I am the past president of the Los Angeles Paralegal Association, also a council member for Greater Valley Glen Neighborhood Council and the chair of the Government Relations Committee. And I also spent some time before I got into the legal field dabbling in politics. I worked for a congresswoman down in Orange County, and came back into law again. And that's pretty much it. I like to cycle and get out and try to do good for the community.
Right. And then how long, and you've been at your current position doing mostly like the paralegal manager, because I know you were also a paralegal for a few, I mean, you know, many years. So you're not, you know, unfamiliar, not new to this.
No, I'm not. I've been doing this for well over, I would say 13, 14 years now. I started off on plaintiff side, went to defense side, and I like defense side, so I kept doing that.
Same.
It's really good. So, yeah, I enjoy what I do. I love what I'm doing. And, yeah, I mean, so when I became the paralegal manager here, I mean, I think people see a paralegal manager. I don't know how they see a paralegal manager, but a lot of it is just, it is managing people, but it's on a different scale. It's more dealing with problem-solving skills.
And I think probably as a paralegal, you brought those to the table, and that's probably one of the reasons, you know, why you got into that. And that's really what I wanted to talk, you know, what I wanted to kind of, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on and have this discussion, because I thought it would be very meaningful and useful to paralegals. You know, we're in a time right now, we're getting ready to go into 2022, which I can't even believe it. I don't know if we'd ever make it out of 2020, but we're getting ready to go into 2022. And, you know, I just wanted to talk a little bit about, because I know it's different. Like, I know I get calls asking if I know any paralegals, because it seems like so many firms are desperate to hire paralegals. And, you know, I mean, I got one every now and then, but I mean, it's literally, I'd say once a week, or at least once every 2 weeks minimum, where it's plaintiff and it's defense and it's government and it's all across the board. And so, you know, I assume you've been experiencing that same thing, not only in your realm and your exact employer, but I assume you see it because, you know, you're in connection with, you know, others that are in your same position. So what are you seeing right now with the market and, you know, stuff going on like that?
It is it's tough. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I think since April of this year, I was asked to help also not only get paralegals, but to also get attorneys.
Oh, gosh.
So from attorneys to secretaries to paralegals, it's like the great resignation actually really happened. And I realized that because it was nearly impossible to find talented people to work at the firm.
Yeah.
Either they weren't applying, or even when I went to look for them, you know, they they're gone. They're gone. Right. So it's really difficult to find good talent. I got lucky, fortunately, this year, and I was able to find a few people, but I'm optimistic that January will be better, but we have a lot of work and no people. So
we are the same way. We are super busy. And so I assume you still have some positions that you could fill if you had competent or, you know, whatever applicants. And so I'm going to say, you know, and this is just my two cents. I think it's a good time for paralegals, whether they're in a current position or even I think if they're new to get out there and really hit the job market, because maybe, like you were saying, in the past, you might have had to have no way, not deviating, I need X amount of years experience, no questions asked. But now it's like, hey, somebody comes in and interviews, they're showing good enthusiasm, they're showing good excitement, they have the education, they have, you know, maybe some other experience, maybe not exactly what you were looking for, but like, it's like, you're like, hey, you know, this person, I think shows potential. And, you know, I think so to me, and like I said, it's just my two cents, you know, I'm sure, see if you agree, is, you know, I think it's a great time to either switch or also if you're new. And I think new is always harder in the paralegal profession, is breaking that first job. You know, can't get a job because you don't have experience, can't get experience because you don't have a job.
Right. No, I completely agree. If you have little experience, but you come into that interview with enthusiasm, you probably get the job right now. But there's a lot of people out there that don't have the experience that is needed for a particular position. And that rule of 3 to 5 years, for example, of experience, you don't even look at it. Just apply anyway, because it's that challenging out there right now. And you can almost name your price on what you want to do.
Yeah.
If you want to work remote, they're bargaining with people now. So it's a big difference.
Yeah. And I was going to say, that's one thing that I've talked about in a couple past shows, is that I like the opportunities that, you know, the changes in the legal field have brought to paralegals, like remote working. I think that remote working is looked upon now as a benefit, just like insurance and 401k. And, you know, it's like, because people have done that, you know, and it's like, they like it and they can function and they're probably even, you know, maybe, you know, happier. They bill, you know, more. Or, I mean, I feel like our firm particularly offered us 2 days. We could work 2 days remotely and it's awesome. Because I do Tuesday, Thursday, I have a mix of both. So I still have that connection, but then I still get a break, you know, and it's like, I still can, you know, be at home and just have my schedule and not have people coming in. You know, I mean, I'm still in a connection, as you know, from working remote all the time, but you just have a little bit more privacy and a little bit more, I don't know, input on how you can do your day sometimes. But of course, we're always getting interrupted. But anyway, I love your advice to new paralegals. And like you said, not to be discouraged when you see those qualifications in a job ad right now, is to just go ahead and do that. So here's one thing that I was asking about too. Like, what do you think, like, are you seeing, like, I know you're interviewing, and like I said, I know we talked about to if it's new, but like, do you think, have you seen any specific skills or experience or, you know, geared things that you're kind of looking for that maybe you wouldn't have focused on because of the changes that we have kind of come into?
Yeah, that is a very good question. I've had to change my way of doing things.
Right.
Because, I mean, you get stuck. You know what the firm wants and what the firm needs, and that's what you try to get. But when things start, I mean, the pandemic hit, and then, you know, 2021 was challenging, is challenging. You can actually, I start looking, your attitude really makes a big difference. I'm telling you, like, just be positive, have that can-do attitude. And if you're looking at the job description and you fit some of them, you know, just some of them, apply. It's worth it. It's absolutely worth it, because I'm looking at resumes from law school graduates that, I mean, they can't get jobs. And I don't know why, but it's challenging, but I'm going to hire them. Because, I mean, they got law school degrees and they can help. So,
Right, they're qualified.
they're more than qualified. But at the same time, I said the law school graduates, a new person with a lot of enthusiasm is going to get my attention. And I'm going to pay attention to them and see if there's an opportunity for them to grow.
Right.
Because with the right attitude, the right kind of skill set, I can teach you a lot, you know, to be a good paralegal, but if you're organized, if you have the basic skill sets of just what a paralegal otherwise possesses,
come see you.
Yeah, come see me. I'm looking for you. I want it.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I'm glad you mentioned the positive attitude, because that's a big thing with me. I think it goes a long way in your professional, your personal, I mean, all the time. But then not only that, I think it also, when you have that attitude, then you know that you're willing to learn. And like you said, you're teachable, you're trainable. And because even, I mean, let's be honest, if I switched firms right now that I've been basically here for 25 years, it would be different. And I'm a seasoned paralegal, educated paralegal, I would have to learn some stuff. You know, everybody does different thing. I mean, you know, even attorneys within the same firm do different stuff. So like you said, don't let that be a discouragement, because, you know, it's like if you have that potential and you're open and you're positive and you're willing to just give it, and you have you're going to have the basics. And if you have the education, you're going to have the basics. So, well, I do want to get into some specific little things that I want to talk about, but we need to take one other little break before we get into the meat of our conversation too. So everybody just stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Looking for a process server you can trust? ServeNow.com is a nationwide network of local pre-screened process servers. ServeNow works with the most professional process servers in the industry, connecting your firm with process servers who embrace technology, have experience with high-volume serves, and understand the litigation process and rules of properly effectuating service. Find a pre-screened process server today. Visit www.servenow.com.
Join us at LegalUp on April 24th and 25th, hosted by InfoTrack. This fun and free virtual event will help you propel your legal career to its next phase. There's something for attorneys, paralegals, and for practice leaders. Join InfoTrack and One Legal on April 24th and 25th. Don't miss out on your chance to register. InfoTrack.com/LegalUp and get inspired.
Welcome back to the Paralegal Voice. I'm Jill Francisco, and today my guest is Tony Sipp, and we were just getting ready to talk about some very specific skills, because we kind of honed in right before our break. We were, you know, and Tony, I know I didn't say it last time, but you really were touching on those soft skills. Like right. A lot of times we discuss soft skills that, you know, just we kind of like discount them, but it's like, you know, bedside manner, I mean, which is funny. And I hate to say it, I think they're teachable, but to some extent, I think it's awesome when, like you said, some people just possess them, and then you can polish them, you can, you know, bring them to the forefront, you can do stuff. So I think maybe like now what you're saying is when you interview people, and you're going to be able to already see like if they have some of those basic skills, and then that's going to probably lead you into maybe giving them a chance to see if, like you said, you can teach them other skills specifically. But then, you know, also what's important is this, I want to talk about technology and, like, you know, the e-filing and e-discovery, and now we're using Zoom. And I had to ask JD, my 6-year-old son, how to use Microsoft Teams, because I had no clue when our court was using them. So, you know, what are you feeling like there? Are you asking or looking for just like technology, no matter where the experience is, just technology? And honestly, that's going to be a younger crowd. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So maybe that's another point for newer paralegals.
Great observations. And a lot of the paralegals that go to school aren't always the young ones. Some people are going as a second career. True. So those people, I always tell, come as you are. Because a lot of them feel, oh, I haven't been a paralegal as long as Jill or Tony. You don't have to be. But you have a skill set in a different area. Like, I had friends that had a very unique skill set in economics. And they wanted to be paralegals. And they couldn't find a job until an economics company came along and said, you're the perfect fit.
Perfect. You know,
that's exactly what we need. So it's just, you got to find the opportunities that work for you. Speaking of finding opportunities, let's say you are interviewing. Knowing technology, knowing how to use Zoom is going to make a difference in your life. Invest in a good camera. Invest in lighting. You know, get a ring light or whatever, you know, some kind of light that you need for that source, because, you know, that's how we're interviewing everyone this year. Few people are doing in-person interviews. So that first impression you make is a lasting impression that you make. You know, so wow. if your shirt is wrinkly, I'm going to notice that and I'm paying attention to that. But if you have a good attitude too, you know.
You can weigh that out.
We'll wait out. But I mean, everything you do from the moment you get on there, turn your camera on, and if you start struggling with some of the basic technology that, you know, everybody's been using since 2020, then brush up on your skills. I mean, there's a lot of YouTubes or LinkedIn that can show you how to do the things that you need to do, the lighting, the angle, how to sit, where to sit, keeping the mic 6 to 8 inches away from your face. You know, that those things are important and they make a big difference. So those are some of the soft skills that we were talking about. And I say that because I know you can learn, like Jill was saying, you can teach people some of the hard skills. If you got a degree or a certificate, you can learn. You can learn how the firm does things. But beyond that, it doesn't have to be a firm. It could be any kind of legal department. But it's important to know that technology. And if you're not, like even me, I know where I'm at right now. And I know that I need to get my e-discovery skills up. So I'm taking the SEDS. I'm studying for the SEDS so I can pass the SEDS exam, the CP exam. You want to start studying for those times now so that you're ready when that time comes and it becomes really important and they're choosing between somebody who has a CP or who doesn't. Well, you know,
that's just another little notch. And I like your point about thinking about, because I was thinking about technology as to like maybe after you get hired, but I love how you brought up like get your technology organized and like personally before, because even like sharing your screen, like now it's like, that's how we do the exhibits and the depositions. Like no one's like emailing them or faxing them. I mean, the attorney is literally sharing the screen, or the paralegals on there to, you know the order and know when the cues, when the attorney says, hey, I'm you know, going to introduce exhibit number 3 or whatever, then the paralegal is right ready to do it. And another time I've used that, and just to talk about not only, like I said, with depots, is mediation and arbitrations. Right. I mean, that's another big thing. And I just find it hard to believe, and again, this is just my 2 cents, but, you know, I find it hard to believe that our clients are going to be able to go back and spend the thousands of dollars for traveling and for all that kind of stuff to do the mediations, to do the depots, have 5 attorneys sitting there when now you could do it. It's less than half. I mean, it's not, who knows if it's hardly any cost. I mean, honestly, you probably have the witness cost, you know, possibly, you know, your court reporter, but I mean, the cost is not even anyway. So I love that you're saying that, you know, do it for yourself, even when you're trying to get the job. I mean, you know, don't turn yourself into a cat. When you're trying, I mean, how that's been like round the world a couple times by now. Like, don't be a cat when you're trying to interview for a paralegal position. But I mean, it sounds funny, but like you said, it's so simple to do those kind of things.
No, it's very true. You got to be assertive. Paralegals, the law is always evolving. And if you're not evolving with the law, you're doing yourself and your firm a disservice. That's why we have business and professional codes out here in California. We have to abide by basically the same standards that attorneys do, but the state bar just doesn't monitor ours, right?
Right.
So continuing your education is important. NALA has a conference every year. Everybody can get their CLEs right there. So it's a lifetime of learning is what you're doing. Positioning yourself at a firm, you know, before you even get to the firm and having the skill sets that I'm looking for. I mean, the truth is a lot of our projects are moving to e-discovery. Mm-hmm. And if you know e-discovery, that's one of the first things on your resume I'm going to be looking for. Do you have, whether it's relativity, concordance, disk, whoever, just viewpoint. Have it on your resume. Yeah, exactly.
I'm saying that because unfortunately, or I guess now it's fortunately, I'm the only paralegal in our litigation thing that are familiar with viewpoint. So I guess if they want to fire me or get ready for other reasons, now I'm saying.
Good luck.
Because everybody's like, Jill Francisco knows how to do that. But I learned it when it was relativity when you're talking about it. And I learned it. And then I just had to do it a couple of times. And then you didn't really see anything. And now, like you said, blowing up.
Yes.
I mean, just blowing up and get ready to do a big production. You know, today I was, you know, having the documents pulled and getting the privilege log created. And, you know, I mean, it's amazing. So, and I think I like how you said, too, I think that we're in a time that we're not a 9-to-5. Maybe right. paralegals now have that luxury. They're not exactly 9-to-5, but they're getting their work done. They're, in a lot of instances, I was saying, getting more work done. And I like how you said, I think it's the perfect time to take the time, because you can maneuver your time now to brush up on some skills or get yes. some additional. Like you said, you're doing the e-discovery because it's something that you think you're lacking and you want to brush up on it and you want to do it. And it's a good time because you're not hitting the exact like 9-to-5 and like maybe it's offered at a certain time and now you have the flexibility to do it, you know, and still get everything done that's on your plate. So I love that advice to, you know, seasoned paralegals to keep themselves fresh, to keep themselves, yes. like you said, constantly educated. You know me on my soapbox with education. Yeah, I'm always about education. Don't ever turn it down, because as soon as you turn it down, you're going to be asked to do that tomorrow. I guarantee
exactly.
it. You know?
Exactly.
And so I love that advice that you said, you know, now's the time. If you're new, it's a time to break in, I think. Mm-hmm. Definitely don't be discouraged. But then if you're also out there and been in the game, it's a right. time to even excel and elevate yourself and elevate your career and elevate your skills. And also, hey, if you thought you were in a position, like for instance, I've been here 25 years. We did mm-hmm. change firm names, as you know, but say basically the same. Now you thought people are never leaving after those years, you know, experience and same. But now, oh, I think that's totally different. Now it's like, yes. oh, like you said, naming your price, naming your benefits, naming everything. That's a luxury. And I hate to say this, but I don't think paralegals were experiencing.
Yeah,
I mean, not that we weren't demand, but I don't think we were on that. I don't think we were that.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I saw the shift happen. 2020, I didn't see it. This year, I saw it. And
for sure.
It was dramatic. It was very dramatic. I mean, like, normally I could post an ad and within days, I'll have somebody. But that wasn't happening. So it just, when I realized that the people's quality of life. I mean, I even got a chocolate lap. I wouldn't have done that before, but I just got one. So I like to spend time with him and go right. to the park and go for walks, go for my quality of life. I'm happy. I'm
right.
a very happy camper, you know, and I get to take my ASETS classes and, you know, continue to work. But it's not, the new normal is that.
Yeah.
The new normal is that.
You hit it right on the head, happier.
Yeah.
Like it's at the so beginning true. Of the pandemic, I had a guest on because a lot of us were thrown into remote. And I had a guest on that had already done it. Like she was right. already doing it. She negotiated it because of her commute. And she'd been doing it like for 5 years. And we talked for, you know, 45 minutes, whatever, half hour, all the points, you know, gave people tips, you know, how you know the remote working tips. We've heard them
right.
a bunch of times by now. But honestly, my biggest takeaway from that is she said, I'm happier.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm like, what? And that's different for everybody. Like what you're saying is different from what I'm doing over here. But I think in the grand scheme of things, like right. you said, it's wellness, it's overall
yes.
quality of life,
yes.
it's time.
Yes.
It's just, it's awesome. So I think it's a great, great opportunity, Tom, for paralegals, you know, get out there and try for positions that maybe you would have said, I'm not qualified for. Give it a chance. And then
right.
I think if you're seasoned and you're like, hey, I'm a good paralegal. I'm a good worker. I'm dedicated. I'm responsible. I have a good skill set. I deserve,
go on.
You know,
you're
if
on.
I deserve
you're,
go more, on. You know, yeah. now's the chance to see what's out there. I mean, like I said, not telling everybody quit their job. And
no.
I love my job. I love my job. I know you love your job, but I just think I like to encourage paralegals to never discount themselves either.
No, not at all. I mean, I get recruited probably 3 times a week and it's just like, it's go for it. Go for it. And, you know, don't devalue yourself. I mean, know your worth. And
yep.
if you
Ooh,
don't know your worth, put your resume out there. They'll tell you what your worth
yeah.
is.
Right.
So it's going to help, because people get complacent. Don't get complacent just because you've been at a place for, you know, 10, 20, 25 years.
Yeah.
And if things, there are other opportunities out there. And I'm saying this kind of biasly because I know the firm I work for. You can do hybrid. You can do in office, or you can just stay home and work remotely. But it helps with, again, your quality of life. So just try to, you know, continue to market yourself and find out, you know, how great you really are, because sometimes you don't realize you really have a lot of skill sets that people want and desire.
Yeah. And like I said, and not only like you said, in the traditional sense, but like, you know, I know like even like claims departments now is a big, I feel like is a new area for paralegals that we didn't really feel like, you know, so even not only looking at the traditional, you know, law firms and, you know, the government jobs and things like that, but, you know, really, you know, comb through and figure out like, okay, my skill set, you know, is X, Y, Z. And so these fit into this, you know, hole, you know, I could apply for those jobs. All right, we need to take a quick commercial break. So we'll be right back.
Filing court documents, serving legal papers, collecting electronic signatures, all critical parts of the litigation process, yet ones that are time-consuming and error-prone. But what if you could do more straight from your case or document management software? InfoTrack automates data entry, document selection, tracking, and information syncing across all these core tasks and more by integrating with your core systems like Clio, Smokeball, Leap, MyCase, and others. Spend more time on substantive legal work and less time on busy work. Learn how simple it can be at infotrack.com/simple. InfoTrack, the same company that simplifies your e-filing and process serving, is right now preparing Legal Up 2024, a free and fully virtual event for legal professionals. Learn new skills from experts around the industry, meet fellow legal professionals from around the country, and tune into the latest and greatest trends and happenings from the comfort of your home or office. Join InfoTrack and One Legal on April 24th and 25th and see why 99.9% of legal professionals recommend this virtual conference. Register now at infotrack.com/legalup.
I think both of us are just trying to say, you know, and encourage our listeners, definitely, you know, get out there, don't be discouraged. And I just think, you know, you and I wanted to talk about how today we wanted to let listeners know that we both feel like it's a great time. Like timing is great. And like you said, you saw it change. We're still on the wave. I feel like we're on a wave.
We are on the wave.
Like it's like, it is,
while
the
iron's
definitely
hot.
Yeah, it is definitely the employees market. I mean, when my 16-year-old son can make like $13 an hour at American Eagle.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I know, right? I mean, yeah. I just feel like, you know, and he's like, I guess I'll do it, you know, because he just wanted to get a little gas money, you know. I mean, it's just, it is the employees, I feel like, the workers market, you know, right now. So. Anyway, like I said, Tony, we got to wrap it up here. And I really love having you on today. And I know that our listeners got some, you know, good advice and encouragement. And I know they got some motivation from you. And they may have some questions or they may want to get some further information. So what is the best way that one of our listeners could run out and contact you if they wanted to get in touch with you?
Sure. I'm on LinkedIn under Tony Sipp.
Perfect.
There's like this little profile picture of me, or a play on my name, haveasip@gmail.com. Get it?
I wanted you to say that because I love that. And I think not only is it a play, but it's so easy to remember then.
It really is.
And I feel like when I'm emailing you, I'm cheersing you.
It's like, hey, here you go.
So, yeah. So anyway, I mean, like I said, I hope if our listeners, like I said, I know that you're very receptive to, you know, questions and helping, you know, your paralegal, your coworkers, your, you know, other paralegals
Everyone.
Out there. And so, you know, obviously feel free to contact you. I know that you'd be very helpful.
Absolutely.
One thing before we'll sign off, I wanted to, I should have probably said that before I got your email, but what is there anything that you really think that 22 is going to bring? Do you think it's going to get like job market or like, what are you thinking in 22? Like, is there anything like we have like a crystal ball kind of, so to speak, you know, what are we thinking for 22? Is it going to be kind of like we're riding the wave into, and I think we're still going to have those opportunities there? I mean, that's kind of what I'm feeling like.
That's exactly
so like,
what
it's
I'm
not ending.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're definitely on the wave right now. I like I said, I'm optimistic about January, but I think we're still on that wave. And I think if new or experienced, this is your time. This is your time to go for it. Just see what's out there. I mean, if you want to stay, stay. If you want to go,
yeah,
go.
Try it.
If you want to work remotely and your firm doesn't offer that, those opportunities are out there now. So you need to take advantage of that, you know, get settled and get ready for 2022 and moving forward.
Yeah. And I think you, I was reading, I think it was, I know it's probably a couple months ago, but the Bureau for Labor Statistics, I think, projected the paralegal profession like 10%. Is it? I mean, it's crazy.
It went up. Like, I mean, paralegal managers nationwide, their annual bonus was $16,000. This is from the ALA.
Right.
ALM, sorry, and IPMA. They did a survey for the salaries, and they're good. They're good. If anybody hasn't seen the report, it's out there. You can go see it. I think I posted it on my page as well on LinkedIn.
Perfect.
But it's go see what you have an opportunity to attract financially. And stability. You know, law is one of those pillars of our society that is going to be around. So, you know, welcome to the profession. You chose a good one.
Right. I agree with you. And I've always said, what do we have? We have medical, we have education, and we have law. I mean, I feel like whatever happens, it's like you can't get rid of us.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be around. There's going to be a need. So there it is.
All right. Well, thank you again, Tony. I appreciate you so much for giving some time today. And I hope our listeners will take advantage and contact you if they have any questions or, you know, some advice or whatever, if they're thinking about applying. You know, I'm sure that you would, you know, give them some motivation and get them out there to take that plunge and give it a try. So anyway, thank you so much, Tony. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Happy to help.
Thank you. And so thank you too to our listeners who tuned in today. If you have any questions or comments for me, please contact me at jfrancisco@logical.com. I hope you will join me for our next month's episode. I'm Jill Francisco for the Paralegal Voice, signing off.
The views expressed by the participants of this program are their own and do not represent the views of, nor are they endorsed by Legal Talk Network, its officers, directors, employees, agents, representatives, shareholders, or subsidiaries. None of the content should be considered legal advice. As always, consult a lawyer.
The Lunch Hour Legal Marketing Podcast, your resource for the tips and tactical advice you need to grow your business. Plus, keep up with the news and commentary you crave to stay one step ahead. It's hosted by me, Guy Sakalakis.
And me, Conrad Song. Every other week, we break down the issues holding back your marketing strategy and talk about the changes you need to be prepared for. Check out the Lunch Hour Legal Marketing Podcast wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.